is here. There were two or three areas that need to be spoken to. The one are technical issues. Peter, the researcher, is not with us just here. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for coming to an urgent meeting to adopt a report. I understand most of us have since received this. Of this copy, which I got this morning because it was sent late yesterday, and only got it, I suppose, and I think when I phoned the Honourable Maria, it must have been about 9:30 at that point. I didn't even have it yet. And so I got it at about 10:30. But let's leave that alone. I need to alert you to page 8 and page 9, which are the technical issues, which I know we won't have a problem with because it is the researcher that did the cleanup and it wasn't really factored into the report you have. I'll read out what I'm sure as Margot is getting that up, I'll read it through. On page 8, above the beat the box, it talks about box 1 below illustrates the effect. Do we all see that? That changes in the interest rate, and this is the change, through the exchange rate channel. So you're getting copies of this, but I'm just saying that cut. Now, broadly have on the external economy. That is imports and exports. Now, I'm sure you appreciate that's a technicality. The other one is page 9. And page 9, it refers to, again, above the graph. Remember, our decision was that people need to understand what the graph is, and it should read, the growth in manufacturing, that's the third line. The second line is gross domestic product, GDP, growth in manufacturing. That's what you have. The next sentence is, the growth in manufacturing seems to be positively correlated to the real effective exchange rate. Between 1980, telling you exactly from where, and 1989. Another new sentence, however, from 1989 to 2000, there seems to be an inverse correlation between the two. You see it on the graph. Last sentence extra, from 2000 onwards, the positive correlation appears again. In other words, you're explaining the graph. Again, I don't envisage any problem. All right? And then we come to page 29. Margo, are you still getting it up? Right? Now, I want to just assess who's got pages 29. Nobody. It's not the time when I'm getting the 8 pages. All right, someone is bringing this up, but let me talk to the one in question, which is page 29, 6.5. Do we see that about skills? Right. Now, what we all understood was that we want all of these scarce skills, the ones we need, that's the whole issue, and we want higher education to work with industry so they can find out what are these skills. But when you look at what was written under 6.5, it says, and if you look at it, you'll see, your copy, the one you're holding, says, the shortage of the necessary skills. Do you see that? Required to make a success of IPAC 2 requires a coordinated approach among particularly higher educational structures to ensure the right skills are produced, etc. It wasn't for technocons to talk to technocons and universities, it was for all of them to talk to industry and find out what industry needed. Now, I looked at my notes, that's what it was. So what did it change to make the point? It speaks now to the shortage of the critical skills. That's the word, okay, do you see that? Required to make a success of IPAC 2 requires a coordinated approach between industry and higher educational structures. Does everyone see that? Between industry and higher educational structures. To ensure not that the right skills are used, there's no such thing as a right or wrong skill. Every skill is right, you know, if this one is appropriate. So if it was in my father's day, other skills would be appropriate. In my grandchildren, other skills. So we want the word appropriate and not right.
Even the skill to steal, Honorable Chair.
We are saying all of us understand what we mean. It's just making sure that we write what we mean. And I know we've got lots of creative writers here as well, but 6.6 is a similar issue again. And I'm praying that this comes up, or Tandiswa brings in these copies. Andre? Tandiswa. The first three lines remain, and it ends of, well, when I say remain, more or less, the second line is which would lead to the establishment of, and it was a skills register. Do you remember? That's what you've got. It should have read national skills register. There are lots of skills registers. That's the problem. But we don't know what the national one is. A long, long situation has been added. If you look at your own notes and then my own notes here, we were saying we want everyone, every individual to have them. We want to know those who have a little of it, those who have a lot of it. So, what it should read, it acknowledges the challenge to ensure that those individuals practicing critical skills without formal qualifications are registered. They are all there as practicing. They've got competency certificates, but nobody knows who they are. Particularly those in the informal sector. So it's not just the informal sector, it's everyone. The cost of registration, not maybe, may be an impediment. This is a challenge to individuals to formally register themselves and should be taken into consideration. In other words, there are people in Vereeniging, for example, white artisans, well, they're not artisans, that's the problem. They don't have the qualification, but they can fix a boiler. They can't get employment. I'm just giving you, they are black Africans, all South Africans, no matter who, and that's the point being made here. Anybody with this experience and skill needs to be registered, whatever that skill is. So I don't know if you now have copies. Oh, she's on her way.
Yes. Obviously, put on a register is one thing, but the credit. By experience or by work rate, but one should probably consider that word accreditation or credit, because then I think that's just something better than just
You see, what our concern is that there is already a law in place that enables you to go and get a credit card. There is one. You can go and get it. The problem is they're not sitting on any register. They're sitting at some... We have a lot of these, I'm not sure what to call them, little registers. You know, but there is no national one. Now, I wouldn't, obviously we don't want to mislead people. That's not the intention here. The intention was simply to say, we need to build Eskom whatever, another Madupi if you like. Who's got skills in this area? And you know, we don't know who has. We don't. So, I tell you what, Honourable Maria, I'll come back to that one, as soon as you've got copies. Have you got copies? What did you want to, can you make a suggestion to me, or to us rather, quickly? Because there is a law already in place, why don't we, in some manner in this sentence, indicate that the current competency, you're in Labour, Honourable Kamala, you know, and they remember the seekers were there at one point in time, plus this issue that if you know how to do something, you're welcome to come and get your competency so we can see where you are, you know. So that is already there. Now, how do we link the two points, you see? By saying, yes, we want you registered with whatever you have. So perhaps we ought to say that this is linked to the competency legislation, or is it regulation, Honourable Kamala? Is it regulation or legislation? Where is it kept? It's captured in that legislation, you see, the competency, basic skills and things.
I'm sure it is regulation.
Regulation is subordinate legislation, isn't it? So if we were to say, Ms. Herling, that without our registers, particularly those, and that this should be linked to the competency processes that are regulated. I'm looking, yeah, should be linked. Can we agree on that? Are you hearing that, Ms. Herling? Ms. Herling? Then we can move on from there. So it's not our idea that you should just not go and link, you know, get this competency. 8.6.9. I think you have that in front. I don't have to read it off word by word now. Am I right? Yeah. If you have an objection, raise your hand. Or maybe not an objection, but a difference. Does anyone know? Okay. 6.10. Now, let me explain where that line comes. It was a recommendation. Do you remember? So now I'll come to conclusion, because they do have one as such, but it was still getting launched, etc. So we didn't think we should now recommend something that's virtually on its way. That's come in the conclusion. Acknowledgements. We have that recommendation. What has been done to the recommendations? You may well ask. Let me explain. I looked at these, and I'll be more judicious in my choice of language. I had the opportunity of course, getting away from it all, like all of us, and I studied the document I had. And that document that I had was the same as the recommendations you see here. It was no different than what was printed yesterday. And I thought it may be advisable for us to rejig where what should come first. What is the most important recommendation that is here that should be right at the beginning? What is this about? It's about an industrial policy plan of action. And secondly, what we did say we would do, you were all in agreement, is link up all the reports. Do you remember that decision? Thirdly, ensure that development finance across financial institutions should be available and accessible. Not just the IDC, but across. Now, that is what guided. So if you look at 8.1 now, it was 8.7, okay, with the addition of 8.3. Do you see that? Which is now C, with a phrase added. You ended on warning system. Do you remember? Why have a warning system? To put out a fire or what? It was to identify the risks facing the project. You follow that there. So do you see where 8.1 has come from? Great. 8.2, no changes, but what was it? That's the big issue. 8.2 and 8.3. Where's 8.2 from? Job retention. It's 8.8. Do you see that? 8.3. That's very clear. That was part of 8.4. Do you see that? Cut in half. Okay, because you need to focus on development finance. And we finished, we did not put the word industrialization in. We put that word in. Can you see that there? Clear. The rest is the same. All the reports are together. Do you see that? Submit the report on the crop, submit the report on measures, submit the report on the envisaged goals. It's not envisioned. Nobody has had a vision from above. It is an envisaged goal. Okay, we clean up time. This real estate enterprises. But 8.1, what is particularly important, which doesn't appear to have been captured here, though, and maybe it was the pressure of Ms. Lerling having to be asked to change things every 5 minutes. We said those biannual reports cannot come at any old time. We need it before the medium-term budget policy statement. Otherwise, there's no point in having it. So we want it in August. Do you follow? Biannual should not just be January and July. We want to tell you when we want them. Remember that issue, Ms. Erling. February and, did you put it there? Oh, I didn't see it here. Oh, right, okay. No. Well, mine's on the blink. But there we are. Now, members, those are the changes. Can you see them? The recommendations have been rejected, and one was taken off and put into conclusion. Are we all at one? Thanks, Honourable Moran. So, having said that, I can honestly put this report to you and say, you know, all of you sitting here were people who worked, other than one person who worked till late on Thursday. Thank you. And I say thank you particularly to those who were really under pressure to go elsewhere. Thank you for being here. Thank you for working on the report. This report is a watershed report. I don't know if you realize that. It will be the platform of our oversight engagement in this area. And that is why I want to thank you. Thanks to the staff. And of course, if you make appearances, could you just put the report more formally to us? And there's also, thank you very much to Honourable Frieda Matabele from Bella, I'm sure who's from Energy, for being here during your lunch break. So I put the report of the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry on the revised Industrial Policy Action Plan dated June 2010. That's what it is. The 2nd of June, I'm now told, just to put that in, because the 1st of June, well, we, what date is it? 1st of June. And to ask somebody in the committee, Honourable Maria, thank you, proposed by Honourable Maria of the Democratic Alliance, seconded by the whip of the ANC, but of the committee, the Honourable Betty Khadebe, but also you wish to say something. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Chairperson. Then I just want to take a little bit back to page 7. Yeah. On the coherence between macro and macroeconomic politics. The slum determines is used there, which I think that can be fixed. On the second 4.2, coherence between macro and micro. The second sentence, macroeconomic policies refer to fiscal policy which deals with government expenditure and revenue collection, and monetary policy which deals with the supply of money, the availability of money, interest rate, or the, and the cost of money. And the cost of money, not the cost of credit, or cost of capital. Cost of money. All right. Power. Chairperson, I think I'll also concur with you. This is one of the best reports which has come out of Parliament. I will look through it yesterday, and then it's so comprehensive, all-embracing. Man, I think that not only the staff must be thanked, those people who also participated. Some of them had to come twice to come and to make presentations. I don't know whether the Secretary can write a note back to them, thanking everyone who participated, man, and tell them that we'll need them in the future again when we are refining this paper. Thank you.
Note, I do want to release everyone, Honourable Mabasa.
On page 9, the spelling of an initial of bond from B to P. The last paragraph on page 9, an alternative view, Professor P, if I'm not making a mistake, is it without text.
All aware it's Patrick. Please check that. If you look at your references, it's under P as well. I think that was very alert. I really do. I miss that myself. Thank you very, very much. On that particular note, we do have a committee meeting on Wednesday, which is the kind of workshop, is it, with our own professor, Kunrod. Kunrod. Sister, sorry about that. Kun was Kunrof or something. Kunrod, sister. And then you are please released to go and take your lunch. Thank you.